Pennsylvania Senate race heating up, virtual tie in the polls. By Jacob Bliss on May 5, 2022. There is a virtual tie in the Pennsylvania Republican primary for the U.S. Senate seat roughly 2 weeks before voters go to the polls on May 17, according to a Franklin and Marshall poll. Franklin and Marshall's poll showed there is a virtual tie between the top candidates, with between 325 registered Republican Pennsylvania voters and a margin of error of plus or minus 4.4%. The poll found only 18% of Republican respondents said they would vote for the celebrity doctor, Mehmet Oz. While in comparison, there was also 16% who would vote for David McCormick. And in third, Kathy Barnett garnered 12% of the respondents. The other candidates in the race were stuck in the single digits. Carla Sands showed 5% in the poll, Jeff Bardos showed 2%, Sean Gale showed 1%, and George Boketo did not even get 1% in the poll. There were also 5% who said someone else, 1% said none, and 39% still did not know who to vote for. Of the respondents, 2 in 5 respondents, 39%, said they were not sure who they wanted to vote for in the Republican primary when the poll was taken. The poll also showed that 57% of the respondents picked a candidate but said their minds could be changed. Dr. Oz, who has a very slight lead in the poll but within the margin of error, has a negative favorability rating among Republican voters. Of the Republican voters, 41% viewed him unfavorably, while only 29% viewed him favorably. However, with the faction of voters who have supported former President Donald Trump, McCormick shows a clear advantage. Of those respondents, 29% said they favor McCormick, while only 19% favor Drive Oz, and 18% said Barnett. The poll was conducted at the Center for Opinion Research at Franklin and Marshall with 325 registered Republican Pennsylvania voters. The interviews were conducted from April 20 to May 1 and showed a margin or error of plus or minus 4.4%. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.